just kind of makes you play that way, don't they?
Well, they do, and maybe we do. hopefully, that's not been our style most of my coaching career, but yeah. There are going to be nights where you don't make shots, which such was the case for us tonight. Jermaine and Brad particularly had some really good looks that didn't go in. And your defense is going to have to carry you. It's going to have to carry the day. Unfortunately, this team can survive a bad shooting night at times and win because of how hard we play defensively. And I was thrilled with our defensive effort. And we needed it, obviously. It was an ugly game. You're right. Georgia tends to induce ugly games. But, again, we had a lot to do with that, too.
And I was going to say, you have 2 3-pointers made tonight. You could tell, as you said, a lot of them were open looks. But I thought the other stat maybe that might concern you was the rebounding stat. They did get some offensive rebounds, and I know you had talked a lot about that.
Well, that was a concern of ours, and we knew they were going to get some. Yeah. They're just bigger and stronger than we are. And so that's, you know, we're – stronger than we've been, maybe, and bigger than we've been, but they're very thick, and they use that width to create space for them to rebound. But they got 14 offensive rebounds, and that's really the number that we look at. We're not necessarily looking to total rebounds necessarily. Mm-hmm. But they got 14 offensive rebounds, and our goal is 10. Mm-hmm. And that's that, you know, so 14 is too many. You know, it's too many. But it's the first time in 4 or 5 games that somebody's gotten over 10. And because we run a sprint to start every practice for every offensive rebound, they get over 10 now after the Georgia Tech game. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what put a stop to how people rebounded against us.
Amazing how that happened.
It's kind of funny how that can work sometimes.
I wondered, it had been a while since you had been – now, the Kentucky game turned out to be close at the end, but in a hard-fought, close kind of game all the way. Georgia's been in a bunch of them this year, and they've lost, I think, one more than they've won. But sometimes you're better off, or does it help to have been in close games when close games come up?
Well, absolutely. you and especially this team, the experience of close games is going to be, A, beneficial, and B, mandatory, because we're going to be in some close ones, I think. Mm-hmm. And right now, offensively, and especially with A.J. having limited practice time, We're a long way away from any kind of flow offensively, and that's tough to achieve or attain when you don't have consistent practice time. And you know, AJ's practiced 30 minutes since last Friday, since last Thursday. Really, he practiced for about 15 minutes on Friday morning, but I mean, we just haven't had him in practice at all, and until yesterday for about 30 or 40 minutes. And so, we'll be better offensively, I think. But again, so much of tonight was we had some open shots, especially early, that just didn't go in.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight over Georgia by a final score of 50-40 as the Commodores improved to 12-4 in the season, 1-1 in the SEC. There were a couple of stretches in this game, Kevin. It was kind of close early. You went on a nice little 11-0 run in the first half that sort of gave you a little bit of a cushion. You had said you wanted to try to push the ball at every opportunity, and it seemed to work there.
Well, I think we got up 19-12, and we came out of a TV timeout, and they scored 2 baskets in a row. And on breakdowns, we gave up penetration on one, and then one of our guys lost his guy on another play. And so now all of a sudden it's 19-16, and while you had created some separation, you couldn't sustain it. Mm-hmm. And Joe, here's what kind of, as a coach, you think about what's the long term prognosis here. Well, the long term prognosis is we're putting a lot of pressure on our defense with the fact that we're not, you know, when we don't shoot the ball well offensively, we don't execute offensively, and we've got to be able to alleviate some pressure, because you know you start thinking in terms of, okay, we're up 19-12, and they scored 2 baskets in a row, but we didn't score either. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some work to do, but this team is very coachable. They're very hardworking, they're doing the best they can on both ends of the floor, and fortunately right now it's showing up defensively.
We didn't know Tinsley could elevate like that.
Well, I said to you on the break, I never thought I would look at a box score and see that Brad Tinsley made one shot in a game, and it was a dunk. You know, maybe a three or maybe a layup or maybe a pull-up jumper. But and don't get me wrong, Brad can dunk very well, actually. But I never thought I'd see a one basket night for him, and it was a dunk.
Well, now you got a tough place to go on Saturday in Starkville. They got a nice win tonight over Alabama.
Well, and they've got a nice team and the premier shot blocker in the country and really probably the premier shot blocker maybe of all time in college basketball. He's an incredible shot blocker and shot alter, and they're 2-0. They got a big win at Arkansas last weekend and beat a good Alabama team tonight. So. But when you go on the road in this league, Joe, you're going to have your hands full. It doesn't matter. So we're going to just have to tee it up and see, do the best we can.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
We'll have more right after this.